Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB and on the OTCQX markets under the symbol K or NKOSF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Roger Moss, and we are getting an update from the Kingsway property in Newfoundland. Now, we've talked a lot about the drilling at Big Vein, that target where the company has aggressively been drilling there, but on October 18th, the very beginning of this week, we got news that the company is starting to drill another target outside of Big Vein. This target is about 800 meters northeast of Big Vein, and this is a target that the company has worked up through a lot of the surface work that they've been doing. Roger, it's one thing that you've told us is that, look, Big Vein is very attractive and you continue to drill there and continue to hit some very nice intercepts, but there are other targets on this project that warrant drilling. We're finally getting some drilling now at this new target. Take us through first what work has been done to isolate this target and now bring it up to a drill-ready status.
Thanks, Corey. It's good to be back on your show here and talking to your listeners. As you know, we've done a lot of surface work going back to July of last year, we continue to do that prospecting, mapping, sampling. Right now, we have a pretty good database of geochemistry, rock samples, and till samples, covering pretty much of the property, and especially the area along the Appleton Fault, which of course has been our focus since we discovered Big Vein, which is almost a year ago now. Hard to believe, but it was about a year ago that we discovered Big Vein and the visible gold there. Yeah, as you said, like we've drilled Big Vein. We continue to drill Big Vein. It's going really well, but of course we realize that there's lots of other targets on the property, and I've talked before about the targets along the Appleton Fault and referring to them as pearls along that string of the Appleton Fault. And this one that we announced, it's one that's really, really captured our imagination, because if you remember earlier this summer, we had some really good till results, and I don't think people really realized how significant those results were. And really what it was is that, as you said, this is just under a kilometer northeast of Big Vein, and the gold grains in those till samples were 85 to 95% pristine. Now, what does pristine mean? Pristine means that those gold grains haven't traveled very far, so they still have sharp or rough edges. Those edges haven't been folded over and rolled into a little ball like a nugget of gold. They're still flakes, and you can't preserve those flakes if you transport them very far. And so the guys that did the analysis of these grains for us reckon that they haven't traveled very far at all, on the order of about 100 to 150 meters. So that's really the impetus for us to be drilling here, and it's pretty exciting, because even though Big Vein is up ice of those till samples, Big Vein is as I said, almost a kilometer to the southeast or up ice, and there's no way that those gold grains came from Big Vein. So that means they came from somewhere else, north of Big Vein.
And that's where this drilling is playing into, right? But then when it comes to the drill program, what's it going to look like here? How do you attack this new target with a drill?
Well, it's going to be a wait and see. We're going to drill one hole at a time. And we really have to look. We know that there's quartz veins there. We know that the quartz veins are mineralized with sulfides, but we don't have a really good handle on how thick the quartz veins are or whether those sulfides are associated with gold mineralization. So it's gonna we're really it's exploration drilling. So we're looking, as I say, one hole at a time. And unfortunately, of course, we don't get results as turned around as quickly as we would like. But we can still figure out a few things. Obviously, the ideal scenario would be that we would see visible gold in the drill core, and then we know, okay, well, this is a good place to be. But in terms of the drill program, I would think that what we're looking at is probably between 2,000 and 3,000 meters at a first pass. And we will wait for the results and see what we get. Now, obviously, as I said, if we have visible gold and we're successful right off the bat, that's great, and we'll continue drilling it aggressively.
Now, what about assay turnaround time? Because that is one of the issues right now, is that everyone knows assay turnaround time is slow, and when you are drilling a new discovery or a new target, let's call it, it's nice to get those assay results back to give some kind of a understanding of what you are drilling. How are you going to deal with the slow assay turnaround time?
Well, I mean, we have to get the samples out the door, so and get them to the lab in a timely fashion, which our crew is great at doing. And then it's a bit of a waiting game. If we do think that if we see good mineralization and we get some indications that these intersections could be good, then we can rush the assays. But even rush assays these days are taking on the order of about a month turnaround. So rush is not what it used to be about a year ago. But in the meantime, I mean, we do use a portable XRF machine in the core shack, and that's really useful. We analyze the core routinely, and we can sort of get indications from elements like arsenic and antimony about what kind of gold grades we might expect. High antimony and or high arsenic are often indications that the gold grades would be good. So this is what we'll be using to target our holes as we move through the drilling program while waiting for the assay results.
So let's also talk about the other drilling that is continuing at Big Vein. Any updates you can give us when it comes to that drilling?
Only that it's still ongoing. It's going well, and we're moving down to the southwest along strike from the areas that we have been drilling. So yeah, it's progressing really well, and we're quite happy with the progress there.
And what about some of the other targets? Because as we mentioned on the onset here, this one target that you're just drilling is just one in what sounds like a list or a line of other targets that the company is working up here. It just even last month, we talked about the new discovery at Golden Glove. What updates can you give us in terms of other targets and other drilling?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're constantly upgrading these targets along the Appleton Fault. I think including this one where we're moving the drill near the till samples, we probably have about six that we've outlined for significant follow-up work, and that's ongoing. We're kind of trying to get that work done before the snow flies, which is probably going to be in a month, maybe 6 weeks if we're lucky. But I'm pretty confident that we'll have some good targets there to drill going through the winter. And the other thing is that, you know, as you said, Golden Glove is a perfect example of what we can do with our prospecting and sampling, come up with a discovery of visible gold in a quartz vein outcrop. It's not many places in the world that's been significantly explored that you can still find outcrops of gold mineralization like that. So we're very fortunate to be in this particular jurisdiction, and exploring along such a prolific fault zone as the Appleton Fault.
So what about drilling over winter? I know some people are wondering, can you drill over winter? Will you be drilling over winter? What can you answer to that?
Well, our plan right now is to continue drilling through the winter. There'll be a few breaks in the drilling. We'll have a break over Christmas, and we'll have probably need some weather breaks during freeze up, the turn of the seasons, freeze up and melting in the winter going into spring. It gets pretty messy around those times, so we may see a little hold up in the drilling around those times. But other than that, we'll be drilling right through.
Okay, Roger. Just remind everybody then, in terms of the cash still in the bank to move all the drilling forward.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that we are cashed up and that we don't need to go to the market anytime soon. And so we have $33 million thereabouts in the bank, and that's more than sufficient for us to see this programs both at Big Vein and a new location and the entire 50,000 meters planned drilling. So. Yeah, we're very fortunate in that respect.
All right, Roger, appreciate the update here. I will post a link to the Labrador Gold website and the news section. That's where you can read over all the recent news. And if you have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Roger to address those. Roger, thanks as always for your time. Keep in touch on the back of some more news, please.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Corey.